exercise change?
Well, it's old habits, first of all. So creating a new habit's quite hard. You know, like if it's old habits about food, for example, then you need to clear your cupboard out and make a rule around, you know, I'm not going to go and buy that sort of food. And instead, replace it with something better, you know, something else that's exciting. You know, like don't buy sugary sweets, you know, lollies and stuff, and reward yourself instead with some nice dried fruit. You know, that's what I do. Like dried pears are really nice, you know, and a berry smoothie or something like that, you know, instead of a fatty drink of some or sugary drink. I know we're talking fruit has fructose and sugar in it, but it's a more healthy version of it. You can go cold turkey if you want, but if it's gonna mean you go, you know, you don't continue on, it's not sustainable, then yeah, perhaps find an alternative that's a healthy treat, you know. It's also about, you know, like around doing exercise, it's about creating a habit to me. It's about like choose a certain time of day that you know you like and you know you enjoy training, and often for many people it's first thing in the morning, so they get it out of the way, ticked off. Some people it's in the afternoon when they've warmed up a bit, you know. But I'd suggest that you make a little habit, like you always stick to it. If you've got to do, one of your goals is to do some exercise every day, then I'd say it doesn't matter if it's only 10 minutes because you ran out of time, go and do it. You know, if you're scheduled to do 40 minutes and something's happened, one of your kids got sick, or you know, something went wrong that you're not going to get your exercise, well, just go and do something at that time, even if it's just a quick run down the end of the street, so that you're establishing a habit that you get into. And it takes quite a few weeks to establish a habit. So that's one thing. Yeah, so this is the exercise habit. I'm putting on the shoes and I'm getting up this time of morning and I'm going to go and do it. But you can expand it later. And you know, you'll find days where you've got some spare time, you go a bit longer instead. And part of that is also the endorphin buzz you get from it, you know, like going out exercising. No matter how, you know, how long it is, you still get a bit of a buzz from getting your circulation going and getting your breathing up, you know. And so there's that kind of a natural reward there as well. Another one is biting off more than you can chew, you know, like starting too hard too soon. And it needs to be a gradual or ramped process, and one way to do that is to write a schedule for it. Yeah.